In Seattle and across the country Thursday, people took part in A Day Without Immigrants. The national campaign asked immigrants to highlight their contributions to the economy by staying home from work and school. Andy Hurst with KUOW's immigration team has more.
Some immigrant-owned businesses closed their doors in Seattle. Greenbridge Cafe is one of them. Owner Blanca Rodriguez is an American citizen who came to the U.S. from Mexico 26 years ago. She has three employees who are all immigrants. They were given the day off with pay.
Being one myself, this is very close to home. I want to send a message to some of the people that think that immigrants are a problem, to show people how much we bring financially. We bring a lot, and I wanted to be part of that movement.
But some immigrants chose to not take part in the protest out of fear. Marcos Martinez directs Casa Latina in Seattle, which advocates for immigrant workers and connects them with employment.
Well, some people would be concerned that if they didn't go to work, they might lose their job. But it's also important to recognize that as marginalized as some of our community are, they're still willing to make that sacrifice and forego a day's pay just to make that point of how important their contributions are.
A Day Without Immigrants began as a grassroots campaign to protest President Trump's executive orders on immigration. I'm Andy Hurst, KUOW News.